acknowledge the holy presence of God in our midst. Having said that, so thankful to Pastor Stephen, the church elders of Wayne Church, for making it possible for me and my family and Elder Nelson Khajikar and family to come and worship with you. The scripture reading was well read by young man. When I see young people taking part, my heart is full. At first visit in Wayne Church, beautiful church, beautiful location, beautiful musical instruments, and a choir. I almost wanted to close my Bible and say, Amen, my sermon is over. Wonderful, thank you so much, thank you, God bless you. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. Jesus was thirsty at the well. He asked for the water to the woman. Give me the water. Woman said, I, being a Hebrew, why do you ask about the water? Jesus said, if you know who is asking, you will ask for the everlasting water. Jesus was preaching in the crowd, and a sick woman touched his garment. She was instantly healed. We are going to worship this same Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Our most loving Heavenly Gracious Father, we are so thankful to Thee for giving us opportunity to learn and grow together in Christ so that we can hasten Thy second coming of Jesus. Give us the mind. We control the, pray for the faculty of speech, faculty of our mind. May we not deviate from the word of God. May we stay laser focused for another few minutes to learn more about Jesus. We ask these few mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. As the request was given to me to preach, I prayed, and then there were a couple of topics, and I settled down on the, if you read your church bulletin, it says fresh start, a very fresh start. All the New Year's have 12 months. We have completed a month of January. We have 12 months in 1 year. That means we have 12 games to play. Is that okay to play games? Yes. And we just completed January month. And I thought it will be very appropriate and most timely fashioned as we dedicate our time and a message to learn about a new year. Even if I meet you in month of June for the first time, still I will tell you Happy New Year. Because we are meeting for Happy New Year. By the way, Happy New Year to you. God bless you. Here in this beautiful scripture, as it was read by a young man, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 38 and verse 3. Beautiful story of King David. And today I will touch base a few stories in the Bible. Story of King David, story of Abraham, story of Samson. And so, story of a sick man at the pool. And then we will find out what lessons we can learn from these stories. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Kindly allow me to read whenever I have to read to create a spiritual impact on us. It says, chapter 38, 1 Samuel chapter 38 and verse 3. What does it say? So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with a fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. David and his men lived and raised their beautiful families in this beautiful city. When they went out, when they came, their homes were burned, their towns were burned. Their cattle were taken, their wives were taken, their daughters were taken, their sons were taken, their servants, they were all burnt. Only burning homes were there. Burning home, nothing else. No hope. No hope for David. No hope for his people. No hope. Verse 4, what does it say? Then David and people, they were with him, lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Now please be advised, David and his men were not like you and me. They were warriors. If you go to great country of India, which is number 2 in the world, which I am a part of it, there used to be a king called Tipu Sultan, if you have read Indian history. And I personally went to his palace in Bangalore. He used to carry a sword, literally a person like of my size and strength, 2 persons needs to carry that sword. I wonder, you know, how giant he must have been. with alone he used to swing in the battle, killing the enemies. Now, I just gave you a reminder of Tipu Sultan, how strong he was. David was also strong. They were warriors. They ate a lot of food. They did exercise in mountains, right? There was no gym, but, you know, they got enough of horse riding, you know, enough of more than gym. And they were very, very strong men. And what does it say? Verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Please be advised, these are not women. These are not children. They are the men, leaders, warriors. They take the sword and horse and kill the enemies. Like 1, 2, 3. Very, very strong. They were totally discouraged. No hope. Wives were taken, cattle were taken, daughters were taken. Enemy could have done anything wrong with their female person in the home, with their daughters or wife. They're mentally depressed, psychologically depressed. And what happened? Verse 6. And David was greatly distressed. He was very, very discouraged. Very, very discouraged. For the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of the all people were grieved, and every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. 2018 has gone. It has been written in the books. We are in 2019. God wants to write a new history for 2019. Amen? No matter how much you and I are discouraged, God wants to write a history for 2019. And he will be with you. As the mother takes steps with a small baby, God is willing to take the steps. Talking about the followers of King David, verse 6. They wanted to stone their leader. Now I might get personal here. No offense. Is a message. I prepare and allow Holy Spirit to work in me. Amen. There is a leader and there is a community. Sometimes community is frustrated with the leader, discouraged with the leader. Sometimes leader is frustrated and discouraged and depressed with the leader, with the community. If you have family of 3, you know, sometimes you are depressed. You don't like certain things. And you like to stone family members. Not literally, you know, mentally. Mentally. You do. I do sometimes. Let me be honest. Let me be very honest. We all have passed those stages. Let's not hide and seek. You know, be honest to ourselves. We don't like certain things from other person. We like feeling, you know, stoning the person. They were discouraged. Followers were discouraged with David. They wanted to stone him. They forgot the wonderful leadership he had. They forgot all about it. 99 things, good things David did, they forgot. One thing, you know, David took them out, enemies came, nothing is there, only burning home. They were discouraged. They were warriors. But at that time, King David, did a wonderful things, beautiful things. This message is for you and me. First thing for you, for me, and then second to you. And what he says, verse 7, if you read very, very carefully, and David said to Abinadab the priest, bring the ephod, and they brought covenant of God, covenant of God. You may think that I have, you know, six packs. I go to gym 5 times in a week. I'm very strong, very, very strong. My plans are stronger. I'm double graduate. I have a very strong salary. I have 2 very strong SUVs. My house is the best in the town. Zero, minus zero. You need to seek, you and I need to seek God's covenant in our life. First covenant was broken in the Garden of Eden. God is a God of covenant. God is God of promise. God is God of assurance. He wants to give assurance. 2018, we may have committed 1,010 mistakes, 10,000 mistakes, sins, wrongdoing. God wants to forgive. He wants to create a new things in us. If you read chapter Ezekiel chapter 36 and 26, what does he say? I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you and take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Amen? God wants to create a new story in 2019. 2018 has closed. I just said that. We can't do anything about past. God is interested in our present and a future. And how our future is built? Condition or our present. Little things we do for present and during present time builds up our future. And the memory verse says, I will give you a new heart. And what does it say? And King David told the priest, bring the covenant, bring the covenant. My horse is zero. My sword is zero. My strength is zero. Nothing I want. I want God's covenant. I want God's promise. And the priest brought the covenant. And he asked the priest, should I pursue my enemies? And the priest prayed, go ahead and pursue. And the scripture says he took hundreds of people and pursued them. And he got victory. And verse 18, he says, what does he say? And King David recovered all that was Amalekites and carried away. And David rescued his 2 wives. The key word is David rescued everything. In 2018, you might have lost everything. You lost. Your emotions are lost. Your income is lost. Your relationship is lost. Your faith is lost. The message for today, 2019, is God wants to create a history, a new history, make a new story. And he says, Ezekiel chapter 36 and 26, I will give a new spirit in you, a new heart. Amen? Who will give me? Who will give? Nobody will give. Beautiful. Beautiful promise for 2019. And here, King David, he says, what does he say? King David did not depend on his sword. He did not depend on his followers, army, horse, or his any strength, physical or political ideas or wisdom he had. He did not depend. He was totally dependent on God. Amen? The message for you and me is we must be totally dependent on God. That's a New Year message. And I promise you, as a servant of God, your New Year will be fantastic, like more than 2018. Amen? God will bless you in all the areas of your life. Beautiful story of King David. Beautiful story. He said, bring the effort, bring the covenant. This afternoon, our message for you and me is bring God's covenant. I want to obey them. John 14 and 15 says, God, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. We can't just love and not keep the commandment. If I were to give you, if I have banana, I eat from the top and from the bottom. Would you like to eat? I know the answer is no. You like complete. God likes our complete life and our sacrifice. Now if you come to Genesis chapter 14 verse 12, Abraham's relative, Lot, and enemies came and took everything. They took his brother, took cattle, they took the servants, everything, all the property, jewelry, gold, everything. And what does he say? Verses 14, he says, Genesis 14 and 14, he says, Abraham pursued them up to the Dan city. Verses 16 says, just like King David, Abraham brought back all the goods and the Lot, his brother. Wonderful story of Abraham. The Bible is written about fresh start. Fresh start. That is the topic of today's sermon. David had a very fresh start. Followers wanted to beat him up. Fresh start. Very fresh start. God is giving us a fresh start in 2019. Abraham also got a fresh start. Family members taken, cattle taken, all the property taken. God gave him power. Trained army, raised and born in his family. They pursued the enemies. And Bible says, verse 16, Abraham brought everything. What a beautiful story. Sad start, treasury start for King David also, of Abraham also. And it's beautiful. David spent his rest of his life with family members, with his servants, and with his cattle. Same thing Abraham did. Beautiful story, beautiful story. Story is told about two countries, Germany and Russia. In 1942, Germany wanted to conquer major city of Russia. They almost conquered. And Russians were so much depressed. They were discouraged. They almost lost the battle. Germans were killing Russians one by one. 1.5 million people died in that battle. One of the smart Russian soldiers got an idea. He kept heavy-duty speakers in the heavily bombarded front war zone of these two countries. And in that speaker, Russians were dancing. And they were playing drums. And this every 7 seconds, German dies. When the German who was on winning edge of the winning war, they heard that our guys are dying, they got depressed and they were discouraged. And they lost a battle and they flee from the battlefield. They lost the battle. They were almost in. Enemy is very, very clever. He wants you to listen what he wants you to listen. We must be very, very careful. We must be very, very careful what enemy wants us to listen. We cannot continue listening to enemy's voice and win the battle of Christian life. Amen? We must be totally focused, laser focused on the voice of, sweet voice of God. And then he will guide us. Christianity, you know, is also religion, but it's a battle. Battle of decision, battle of power of choice. Every step we make decision, it leads to better life, better life, better life, better life, and ultimate in the presence of God. Germany people lost the battle because they heard the wrong voice, wrong message. The question for you and me is, are we listening to wrong message or right message? Please continue to listen. Please change your frequency or your station. Listen to the sweet voice of Jesus, and he will guide you through it. Story is told about Samson. Samson's story is found in Judges chapter 16 and few verses. Not going to read all the big chapter about Samson. Judges chapter 16, beautiful story of example of superhuman strength. Very, very powerful man. No man can stand in front of him as far as physical power was concerned. You know, he took the two gates of the city and he took on his shoulder and walked on the mountain. What a strength. And he caught hold of the foxes, you know, and tied, and then let them go in harvest. And the standing crops, you know, burned down. Very mighty guy, very, very mighty guy. And then Satan comes in a different form in our lives. He uses emotions. He uses emotion. Emotion as anger. Emotion for the lust of the material things. Anything which comes in between us and God is an idol. And here what happened. He was a very, very strong man. He fell in love with Delilah. This woman loved 1,100 coins more than Samson. You know the story, right? The lords of this Philistine came and said, please find out what is his strength. We want to capture him. He's destroying. He's a destructive personality. We want to destroy him. So the woman asked, you know, what is it? If you tie me, Delilah, what is your strength? If you tie me with a new rope which is not used, I will lose my strength. And the woman tried, and they say enemies came, and he did like a thread, you know. He removed like thread. Nothing happened. He was normal. His strength was normal. Excuse number one, failed. She failed. Excuse number two, she failed. Excuse number three, she failed. All the tricks the woman played didn't work out. Did not work out. The woman was very, very clever. The power of woman is very clever. You know? They're very, very... And Bible says Samson grieved to the death. Because every time woman was bugging him, give me secret, tell me the secret. You know, otherwise I won't give you dinner. Give me the secret. So Samson got fed up, you know. He said, now let me give you the secret. He said, the day I was born, my hair was not shaved. If it is shaved, I will not have any strength. I'll be like a normal person. And the woman did this. And they say, Philistine came, and then he tried to raise up, didn't work. He became a normal. They put him in the prison. They blind him, you know. And what did he say? Kitek says, Ezekiel 36:100, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. The enemy say, bring the Samson out from the jail and we want to have a sport with him. In other words, we want to have fun with him. We want to make fun of him. We want to see his comedy. Blind men strong, binded with chains. What happened? Verse 27, 28, what does it say? 28, it says, and 27, now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of Philistines were there, and they were upon the roof, but over 3,000 men and women, and that beheld while Samson made a sport. And verse 28 says, Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be once avenge all the Philistines for two eyes. Samson became like normal, like you and me. I would like to demystify if you have any concern about his hair. Should I? Yes? Let me help you. Samson's hair was just like you and me. There was no secret in his hair. The secret was his covenant with God. Amen? He broke the covenant. He had a very simple hair like you and me. Simple hair. No strength in the hair. Hair is normal. But he had a strength in God's covenant. When he went away from God, the strength was taken. Same thing happened in the Garden of Eden. God say, eat everything, but do not touch this. The definition of sin is, do not taste it, touch it, or handle it. Even if you handle it, you feel like eating. Once you eat, they are disobedient. The key text says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. New spirit. God wants to put a new spirit this afternoon in us. Amen. And he says, what does he say? Verse 29. He says, Samson called unto the Lord and said, O God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, God, give me strength. I know God. I was your child. I followed you. But I made mistake. I made sin. I went away. I broke the covenant. I broke the agreement with you. Please remember me. I'm your child. Samson is pleading. Samson is requesting. Samson is begging to God. As a result of his oneness with God, his humbleness with God, God gave him strength. What happened? Verse 29, he says, and Samson took hold of the two middle pillars from which the house stood, and on which it was borne, the one with the right hand and on the other hand. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistine. And the people died, and there were 3,000 people. Fresh start for Samson. Very fresh start. He was with Jesus. He was away with Jesus. Fresh start. 2019. God wants to give you a fresh start. Amen. Beautiful story of King David. Fresh start. Abraham brought everything. Fresh start. King David brought everything. Fresh start. Right? When Adam and Eve the game, Jesus said, yeah, I will go. Fresh start. All the Bibles are fresh start. All the Bibles, all the pages are fresh start. And house fell. He also died. God gave. God is a God of compassion. God is love. He's God of forgiveness. He wants to forgive our sins. All the wrongdoings which we have done in 2018. And he wants to give a new heart. That's why the key text says, memory says, I will give you a new heart and a pure new spirit in you. And what it says, if you turn to me, Gospel according to John, chapter 5. A story is told about a man, a sick man, and a Jesus. Now here is a human being, here is a God. Here is a miracle receiver, here is a miracle performer. Right? 38 years he was waiting at the pool. 38 years. Now, hypothetical situation. If the man has lived 70 years, right? 38 years is almost 60 years of his life. Discouragement, sickness, no food, no water, no family members. You know, before he could jump into the pool, somebody would jump in and get well and go home. And those people who got well, they must have come. There are many things in the Bible it is not written. By my imagination, I feel and I strongly believe that they must have come back to the pool with their family. Look, I was lying there for 10 years. Jesus healed me. And this guy, you know, 38 years, oh, so sick, nobody to help him. Nobody to help him to jump in the pool. And the condition of whosoever went first was to be healed. There was no help. Hopeless situation. Hopeless situation. You may have a hopeless situation about your job. You may have a hopeless situation about your finances. You may have a very hopeless situation about your health. Doctor may say that the medical report is not looking good. And you know, no, I do not like to see the doctor's head across the table like this. I want to do what doctor says, but I want to believe God, what God says. Hopeless situation for this man. And 38 years, you know, I try to break into this 38 years. And 38 years is 456 months. That's a very long month. And then 1,976 weeks. And 1,900 hours. And days are 1,720. That means 17,520 times this man saw the sunrise and he saw the sunset. No hope. No hope. Absolutely hopeless case. He is a human being. He is a God. He is a miracle receiver. He is a miracle performer. And Jesus, if you read the Bible very carefully, he says, Jesus is asking, what do you want me to do? Jesus is a very good psychologist. What do you want me to do? Now he's a God, you know, he knows everything. Before the man opens his mouth, he knows everything. But you know, if you are a married person, right, affirmation or a single person, affirmations are very good, you know, promises in the morning time. If your father tells, I'm a good father. If you're riding a car, I'm a good driver. I'm not getting any ticket, you know. If you're a student, you know, tell I'm a good student. If you're a leader, tell I'm a good leader. If you're a Christian, tell I'm a good Christian. If you're a neighbor, tell I'm a good neighbor. And Jesus is asking, what do you want me to do? And the man is telling that 38 years I've been lying here, and before I jump into the pool, somebody gets in. There is no hope for me. And Jesus said, rise and walk. Amen. And the Bible says, the man walked with his bed. Wonderful. Wonderful story. 2019, God wants us to walk with him. Beautiful stories. I can go and go another half an hour. You will enjoy. You will not be bored. But the time has come to close. Beautiful story of King David. King David said, bring the effort. Bring the God's covenant to me. Bring it, bring it. The way we set up our priority will determine our success in our life. If we put God first, rest everything, God will give you everything to us. Amen. If you put everything first and the God will still love you, but he will not enjoy the blessing of his almighty presence. He will bless you, but he will not have that peace. Do we have any leader we are frustrated with? Forgive them. Forgive them. Work with them. Do we have any followers? Do we have family members in the home? We are frustrated, depressed. Forgive them, help them. You know? Story of King David is a beautiful story. Beautiful story. He left his world, horse, kingdom, horse, palace, everything. Bring God first. 2019, the message is for you, me, for me first. I want to keep God first in my life. Amen. If God allows, I have 11 months more to go, starting from February till the December. If God allows, I want to play good games, putting God in the first place and rest in the later on. The story of Abraham is also a very beautiful one. His brother Lot was taken as a captive, family members. He took train, army, born in his family, and he went after the enemy. He brought everything back. God wants to give us everything back. The question for you and me is, are we willing to have a fresh start? I'm so excited to have a fresh start every morning. Amen? Yes. Not every once in 12 months, once in a year. No. Every morning, the time my eyes are open, fresh start. Amen? And God wants to bless us. Beautiful story of King David, fresh start. Beautiful story of Abraham, fresh start. Beautiful story of Samson, fresh start. Lost the power, lost the woman. He lost his eyes. He was in captive, fresh start. Very fresh start. Sick man at the pool, fresh start. No hope. Sometimes, do you feel very depressed? You have no family members. Nobody is visiting you. Nobody loves you. Jesus loves you. Amen. His angels are protecting. May God guide you and bless you. Is my personal prayer. Amen. And remember, the fresh start. All right? Thank you very much and God bless you. May God guide you and bless you. Is my humble prayer. And build that church. Amen.